The city gave the building to the pension fund board in 2006 to offset a debt. The deal included a lease agreement so the city could continue using the building. It now houses the public defender's office. But the lease is expensive and will increase over the years. It includes a clause that allows the city to buy the building back. The current price would be about $15 million. Council Vice President Bill Gulliford says it would be a good move for the city.
Because we're giving them much better return on this lease than they have been achieving otherwise. So I think it's a responsible way for us to do this. Plus, it's a good deal for the city to get out of it.
According to a report by the Council Auditor's Office, the bonds issued to purchase the Haverty's building would be paid off by 2026. The bill goes to the full council next week. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.